As a disciple of Christ, you have two options on how to live your life: by the clock or by the compass. Hello, everyone. This is Pastor Joey Rogers, and welcome to Revive. We're glad that you've joined us today. In just a moment, I'm going to take you into a life-changing word from the Lord as preached right here from Pace Assembly. I know that it will be a blessing to you, so get ready to receive the word of God and faith that comes by hearing that word today. Let's join it in progress, and I'll be back at the close of the program.
This message was taken from a recent Wednesday night Bible study here at Pace Assembly. This is Recalculating. Let's go into the message with Pastor Rogers.
I was in the store the other day, and the mother's pushing the cart, and the kid is just going, and she was like deaf to it. Come on, somebody. Because, like, I was looking for a plum tree somewhere, golden belt to drop out of the sky. Something needs to happen here. The child was not hurting. Everything was just fine. It was just like screaming season. Y'all don't know nothing about what I'm talking about. Vision chooses your daily activities. Vision chooses your attitude. Vision chooses your life plan. Hey, vision chooses your life for you. Hey, what do you want to do? What do you want to do with your life? Because if you don't choose it, somebody will. Hey, listen, there's people right now that are 50, 60, 70, 80 years old that have yet to be able to find out what their purpose is. Well, guess what? That's the reason why the wise man Solomon said, you need to serve the Lord while you're young, so that when you get old, you will have something that you will have accumulated, and you'll be able to be proud of what God has done inside of your life. Are you with me? So look at this. As a disciple of Christ, you have two options on how to live your life: by the clock or by the compass. I hope this will be a blessing to you. Anybody getting anything out of this tonight? Two options. You can live by the clock or you can live by the compass. So the clock is the external, I'm identifying the clock as the external forces that dictate these things: commitments, appointments, schedules, goals, activities. You're on the clock. Most people are living their life by the clock, and whatever the next moment dictates, that's what they are compelled to do. And as a result of that, they're frustrated because something's missing. Are you with me? Now, I know what I'm talking about, and everybody in this building ought to say amen, because everybody in this building has been trapped into this trap. You can feel it coming on even by talking about it. Some of you are thinking right now, okay, tomorrow morning I got an appointment at this, and I got to do that, and before I get home tonight I got to do this, and I got to do that. And I understand that, and that's part of life. But am I conducting my life by this or by the compass? The compass I identify for you as the internal leading of your calling, your vision, the values, the mission, the direction of God for your life. In other words, the commitments and the appointments and the schedules and the time and all that stuff on the clock should be governed by my internal God compass in my calling, my vision, what God has placed in my life as values. No, I'm not going to spend my, isn't that funny? Spend my time. You're spending time right now. Here's a question. Is your time valuable? Yes. How many of you would say your time is valuable? Are you investing in what you believe to be valuable here tonight? I would say you are, because you're here. Or you're watching online. Whatever you put the value on, ladies and gentlemen, that's what you begin to commit your purpose, your priorities to. That's what you're investing your time, your energy, your talent, your money, your giftings into. And you know what? God has the ability to take that and put it together with the purpose of God for your life. And suddenly now I'm fulfilled in every day of my life because I'm not just following a clock, I'm following a compass, the inner calling, the vision of God for my life. What is your calling? I'm going to ask you these questions. What is your calling? Do you know what your calling is? Remember, I said at the beginning, you're not called to do everything. What's your vision? And I'm not answering you on purpose tonight because I don't know what it is. You better find out what it is. Otherwise, you'll drive down a dead-end street every day of your life wondering why I'm not getting ahead, why I'm not making it. Amen. Are you hearing me? Amen. And I know I've been there, and everybody in this building has been there at some point or another where you hit this dead end. But I'm telling you, if you don't listen, I really believe in the days that are ahead because of the deluge and the tsunami of information that's coming towards us and just the changing of this world. You and I as Christians are going to have to impose such self-disciplines on what we watch, what we read, what we listen to. Otherwise, we will be ill-equipped to not... I'm not just talking about just accomplishing the will of God. Most Christians, I would have to say, today are simply surviving on what they can do day to day. We're not talking about advancing the kingdom. How many of you want to see somebody else get saved? Pastor Tommy preached it this past weekend. The harvest is in front of us. The potential is great. The fields are wide unto harvest. But if all we're doing is surviving in our own world and with our little deal, how are we affecting and influencing a world that is waiting to hear about Jesus? Our new billboards are going up. One of them is already up on Spencer Field. And the design, wording on there says faith, hope, and love equals Jesus. Got Jesus big out there. Jesus. If you saw the Christmas sign, you saw the greatest gift of all, Jesus. Rita said, you know, the day may be coming before we know it where that will become an offense and they demand to take it down. So you need to know where your pastor's vision is here. I said to her in the car as we rounded the corner, bring it on. Because their problem is not going to be with me or Pace Assembly. Their problem is going to be with the man whose name is hanging on the sign. And if you don't have a vision that incorporates that, you'll be cast aside. What are the things you value in life? What is the missional call for your life? Do you have that purpose, that drive that says, this is the direction I'm going, and this is my family's direction? The tension between these two, the clock and the compass, is the difference between self-discipline and allowing anything and everything to influence our lives. And too many times we become a slave to the clock. That's the reason why that this coming Sunday I will introduce to you and this entire congregation, those of you online, the time of fasting and prayer, and the emphasis that we're going to be bringing to you is daily reading from the Bible. We're in a Bible illiterate society. My goal is to be able to get everybody, I'm talking about in Ignite Student Ministry, Infusion, I mean in every portion of this church, everybody reading on the same direction, going in the same direction, so that when you run up on somebody that's from your church, suddenly the Spirit of God's talking to you, talking to them about that same passage of Scripture, and you begin to talk about the things of God that's going to build one another up. Because in this day and hour, you know what I'm talking about, there's plenty of it to bring you down. I was sitting in the meeting with Pastor Tim today talking about a few things, and right in the middle of that meeting, that Fox News notification made so much noise in there, I wanted to throw my phone. All this information. And before I got home, there's three or four more notifications. Listen, it's time that you filter, ladies and gentlemen, the things that are coming into your life so that not just anything. He said, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Why is my mind scattered going in every direction? Why am I casting off restraint? Without a vision, people perish. They cast off restraint. They do anything and everything they want to do. Without a vision, people perish. I don't want to be a perishing people, do you? I want to be God's people accomplishing God's goal. This is so important for us because it is God's intention for us to self-discipline enough to follow the compass that's being led by the Spirit every day and the Word of God, which is the roadmap that is always pointing us true north. So here it is. The compass. They put one on the phone. So if you lose yourself in your shop, guys, out there from all the tools you got going on, you can find your way out. I don't know always where true north is. But God, in his infinite wisdom in the creation of all things, put in the very atmosphere the magnetics of the North and the South Pole so that at any time you get lost, if you've got a compass, you can find your direction, how to get out of the woods. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Why is this so important? Because if we don't, Lord have mercy. I don't know what all is going on, but I'm taking this off. Excuse me, folks, out there in radio land. If we don't know the direction that we're going, how are we going to lead our family? Because your kids are going to ask you and your grandkids are going to come up to you and ask you, hey, what am I supposed to do? Or you ask them, hey, what are you going to do? They graduate. You know, this is one of the greatest grievances to me. I say grievances, but it's a passionate thing. This is the reason why Fusion was created. Because most students, when they hit 18 and they graduate, and it's so exciting on that day, and they flip that tassel over, and everybody throws their hat in the air, and 400 other students are excited about just having gotten their diploma and spent 12 years of their life getting ready for this diploma. And now life hits. And if you decide to go to college, you got 15 applications and $400,000 worth of student loans that your mother and father are going to pay for until after they're gone. Yeah. Right? About that time, you want to change majors on them. I don't want to do that anymore. Okay, great. How can I help them train up a child in the way that they should go? And when does that start? Before then. Little things that help them to connect themselves, because if vision, ladies and gentlemen, if vision comes from God, then you'll never get away by getting a vision on your own. God is the source, and if you don't direct them back to their source, how are they going to know? Well, I want to be a nurse. Okay, fine and dandy. How can we do that? How do we, what's the method? You've got to help navigate that. How do I navigate that? Not by the clock, by the compass. How can I navigate that? Through prayer and through fasting. It's God's intention that you know the direction and you know the vision and not allow the world to control the direction of your life.
I'm thankful that you've joined us for Revive today, and I pray that the Word of the Lord has been strength to you. If you'd like more information about today's message, log on to paceassembly.org, or you can email us right there, revive@paceassembly.org, and I want to encourage you to be right back here with us once again. Till then, remember, Jesus Christ is coming soon.